Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night. I'm your host, David, and I know I'm late. I can't help it. I was just late. I had planned on being on at 1:30, but obviously I didn't make it. So it's like 1:40. I'm sorry, guys. So if you're just coming back because I wasn't here at 1:30, I appreciate that. I've been out of sorts all day, though. Like I told, well, I guess you didn't hear it because I was on the drive episode. I went to work today because I took yesterday off, and I told you guys I was taking Friday off. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a bad day off, but it wasn't a great day off either. But, you know, I got to lounge around and watch some TV not that I really needed to watch. And thing is, I forgot to watch Teen Wolf, Sleepy Hollow, New Girl, and The Mini Project. Too many things coming on. But I think I said this yesterday. There's a new show called Resurrection. And shit, I meant to look it up about what the show is made off of, because I know it's mimicking another country's show, just like The Killing, but I said that the other day. But thank you guys for joining me. And so I've just been thinking about all kind of stuff today. Go back to work, and it's so funny. When I walked up in there today, I had such an attitude to where I had to physically walked back outside, and I had to put myself in check because I was doing way too much, and I was throwing shade for the masses, baby. Because I was, you know, I wasn't feeling it. You know, if you come off vacation, you know. And, you know, that first day back, because I'd only been off for 4 days, but it felt like I had been gone for a much longer time. So people were trying to talk to me when they came in, and I was throwing shade. I'm like, why am I throwing shade at these people? They haven't done anything. Well, some of them had anything to me. And I said, okay, David. So I put my stuff down. I went back outside to my car, and I'm like, you need to get it together because you're doing too much. And so I came back in, all puppy dogs and Twinkies, and I was happy, kind of. And it was okay. But, you know, I got to go play pool tonight, which I haven't played pool in a very long time. And the boy still gets it. I'm like, I forgot how much I like pool and that I'm good at it. And so I did get to play pool. I went to an arcade, and it's so funny. I don't know if you've ever been to like a Chuck E. Cheese, or we have a place here called Gaddy Town, where all our years ago used to be Showbiz Pizza, or even Dave and Buster's. Let's say even Dave and Buster's. And it's where the adults, like Dave and Buster's, really kids shouldn't go there because they serve alcohol and stuff. I don't know if kids can go there. I don't think they can. And there's Jillian's. But you know how you get the little tickets to win the prizes. And so, but I'm sitting there, I'm watching people. I so wanted to take a video, but I didn't want to get hit. And plus, I was trying to pay attention to my pool game. And so I'm watching people. And like, if somebody dropped a ticket, you know, I was watching this one particular person. He would go over and grab it. I'm like, oh, he got another one. So he's picking up tickets and stuff. And then I was standing next to a chair that was in front of a pinball machine that somebody had obviously left some tickets on. Now, I don't care anything about those tickets and those little trinkets and shit that they try to give you. That means absolutely nothing to me. I'm in there to have fun, even though the games are way overpriced. You know, 55 tokens to play Pac-Man, you know, 75 tokens to play, what's that one game? Street Fighter? No, Mortal Kombat. I'm like, this game used to cost a quarter, you know, 10 years ago, y'all trying to, because a token is the same thing as a quarter, but you have to use the tokens, and then you get one little measly ass ticket. With the video games, you don't even get tickets or whatever. And maybe they've been talking to Cam4, because they give tokens and things and stuff. I've been talking about Cam. I want to do a Cam4 expose. I want to talk to some of these guys who are on Cam4 on the show. Oh, and before I forget, coming Wednesday, January the 29th, we'll be talking to the very, very sexy, tattooed model, artist, actor, Trevor Wayne. He is such a sweet guy, very, very nice, down to earth. Anytime that I approach someone to do an interview or whatever, not that I get starstruck or celebrity struck, I guess, but I'm like, what's up, Louis B? I'm doing good. How are you? Glad you came by the show. I checked your show out the other day. I liked it a lot. It is cheaper to buy a hooker than go. Right? I lost my train of thought. See, Eric, see, I need this is why I should write things down. I used to write things down, and I don't write things down as much as I used to, and I should. But anyhow, Trevor, when I let someone get an interview, so when I approach some of these people, when I send them an email, I send them a tweet or something, sometimes I'm kind of floored by their response because they're like, okay, I'll do it, because I spoke to Jason Dotley, of Sordid Lives fame, and now a recording artist. He had a song called Love Story that just debuted a few days ago. And I approached him to do the crew show, where myself, Donovan from the Off Limits show, and Ken Boggle from the Ken Boggle Talk Show, both on Spreaker. We interviewed him one night, which was a fabulous interview. You guys gotta check it out. So go to thecrewshow.net or check out the crew here on Spreaker. Thing's been doing it for 6 years. Well, I can I'm taking some tips, so don't get mad if I bite some of your style because I like it. I'm talking to Louis B. He has a really good show here on Spreaker, so check him out. He's hanging out in the chat room and talking to me. I appreciate that. And so I also sent an email to Seth Fornia. We was going to do that interview on the crew, but Seth took ill, so we're going to have to reschedule him. But we're going to talk to Seth. But all these everybody that I've asked to do an interview. And now, let me say this. Everyone that I ask that is somewhat a celebrity, even a television star, everybody has said yes. I've asked two other people that are like, they're not even really internet famous, but they have a little following, and I like what they have to do, but they threw some shade at me. I'm like, whatever, dude. You're not that serious. I just want to talk to you because, for one, I like meeting new people. For two, I like what you have going on, and I want to share that with somebody else. So, don't think you're that hot because you're not. But anyhow, so that was Seth Fornia. Then we also talked Alan Chen. I just interviewed Alan Chen, who's a gay author, has great stuff. So check out alanchen.net. He retweeted me today. So thanks, Alan. And also then here recently I asked Trevor Wayne, which he's been in some television shows. He's been on Charmed, and like I said, I told you guys last night that I tweeted him a picture from him in Charmed because I'm a big Charmed fan, and I'm like, is this you? He's like, yes, that is me. I was on that episode of Charmed. I'm like, oh wow. But he does modeling, he is an artist, so we'll be talking to him on January the 29th at 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So be sure to look for that here on the 5x5 and iHeartRadio. Yes, you are the shit, Louis B. Like I said, I liked your show. I'm gonna bite some stuff. Don't get mad. I like the flow. I'm trying to get my flow better because sometimes I do and too much. So I'm trying to work that out and be a little bit more refined and more professional, like you. But the reason why Well, I was talking about. I'm sorry. I was talking about going to. See, this is my problem, Louis B. This is what I need help with. I'll start on one subject, and because of my OCD, I'm not really OCD. I jump around, and it gets kind of annoying. It annoys me because I get mad. I need to keep a notepad right next to my computer so I can write what I've talked about, and what I haven't talked about. Oh, you did, man! Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. Thanks, Louis B. See, I need a cool name. Louis B's a cool name. I don't have a cool name. I'm just David. And the 5x5. Sometimes I get criticized for the 5x5 because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know what that means. But it's a reference from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But also, it's used. It used to be used. It may still be used, like in combat and aeronautics. The first number meaning how strong a signal is. The second number, how if it's clear, if it's visible. So 5x5 will be the top perfect, that has a really strong signal, and the second five is clarity, is perfect clarity. So I think that's how I live my life. I'm strong, and I think I'm focused on what is in front of me and what task is in front of me. I do need an outline. I do, and that causes some problems because it's like now I'm thinking like, what did I talk about? How did I start this show out? And but I know what I was talking about now. But so I was at this little and getting these tickets, and so at this little arcade, I was playing pool. I told you guys that, and so I was watching people steal these tickets and stuff with this one guy, and I'm just laughing because I think it's funny. So I'm standing at the waiting for my partner to. It was his turn to shoot, and so I was standing by a pinball machine, and there was like a whole gaggle of tickets sitting on a stool, laying on a stool. And so this dude comes up to me, and he says, "Are those your tickets?" And I wanted to say, "Did you see me get some tickets out of the machine?" Not like, dude, no, they're not my tickets. I've seen you walk around taking all these other tickets. Go knock it out. But this is probably some little girl's tickets that you're stealing. And no, you're a grown ass man. Why are you them little plastic rings and bubble gum? My last name is B. Starts with a B. And I'm like, all the little trinkets and bubble gum and bracelets and friendship rings and all that kind of nonsense. If you want to go get that, knock it out. But although I will say they do have some collectible stuff, but it takes like a million tickets to get something that's really worth something. So I'm like, whatever, because game's a chance I don't play. But I was sucked in, everybody. I was sucked in, and they have a game that's Deal or No Deal. And I remember Deal or No Deal was that Howie Mandel. Was it Howie Mandel? And I don't know why they stopped doing that show. And I was reading the chat room. Louis B's talking to me. Talk to a spot on the wall like you are talking to an audience. I should do that, and I might take that. Normally, I have my TV on. I think maybe that distracts me sometimes. I probably need to turn it completely off. I just have the sound down. Anyhow, so I was pulled in by this Deal or No Deal game, and it took four tokens, and I'm like, that's a dollar, But I only got $2 worth of tokens because, to play pool, it's a dollar, and I played one game of pool. Anyhow. And so I sit there, and it got real intense. I was really sweating, like I was ready to win some major money. And if you put in what six tokens, $1.50, you get to play for more money. So I got down to my case and two other cases, and I lost all the big money. There was like a 75. You get tickets. That's the currency on this computerized game. And I had 75 on one side. I had a six and a eight on the other side, six tickets and eight tickets, and then 75 tickets on the other side. And so the last how they do the last little the guy up in the booth, he's going to give you some money or tickets to take the deal or not, the deal giver, whoever they call him. And so he says he's going to give me like 12 tickets, and so I took the 12 tickets, and in my case, My case had 75 tickets in it, so of course I lost the game. I was tempted to get another dollar to do it again, but then again, I'm not invested into all those ticket things, and it really doesn't matter that much to me. But anyway, tonight's show, we're talking about Juan Pablo from The Bachelor and all that nonsense. Also, have a little bit. I'm going to hashtag The Bachelor and see what everybody else is talking about. And then locally, we may be getting a new YouTube star. And I had to tell you all about her. And we'll talk about something I talked about on the show that's not on Spreaker called The Drive. Facebooking at funerals or Facebooking dead people. That's why this title of this podcast today is called Side Eye, because all that stuff I'm talking about, you get one old big, well, not even a side eye or eye roll as well. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Tryna get that honey, that's all we do. Challenge no be easy. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere to cool your head. Breeze in the air, sun so clear. No worries to bother you there. Sit even on a beach, baby, on an island, yeah. Go to a lake house, baby, break out and make out. Feeling free like the wind I'm supposed to be. My
I am liking that. That is Effya with the getaway. Yeah, I found her on Reverb Nation. Some top play different music that you don't really hear on the radio. But I don't know why she doesn't have a contract or anything. But here's the thing with that. I think she's the same chick. If you guys have seen that, and probably most of you guys haven't, have you seen the movie called Hair Show? And it's like a it's not like Barbershop. It wants to be Barbershop, the female version, but it didn't make it. But this is when Monique was funny. How come it? That's so hood. Why is it? I'm sorry. I'm sleepy. Not really. I just kind of hood. Why is it that when some comedians, like I'm gonna say for her, when some people, not even comedians, in her talking about Monique, she was excellent and precious. I loved her and precious, but she did some of her stand-up act in it, and I heard it. So why she won the Academy Award, I'm not sure, but she was good in it. I thought Gabrielle Sidibe should have won for her portrayal of Precious, but she's doing fabulous, darling, on Coven, which she's not dead. If you haven't seen it yet, she's not dead. Like I said. No, so she, she was Monique's been a big girl, and she was funny. She was hilarious. And I'm all about losing weight and, and changing up and reinventing yourself and being healthy. I get it. I understand it. I embrace it. But now you're not that funny. Because remember, she tried to do that talk show that was in Atlanta, and it was not that good. She wasn't funny. No, because she was, oh, come on, baby. Oh, baby, give me some love. Like, girl, that is not who you are. I want the queen. The queens of comedy Monique back. I want the Parkers Monique back. I don't want what you're doing now. I don't like it. And maybe it's growth. Maybe it's personal growth. I think she did find religion along the way, and she doesn't curse and doesn't do a lot of stuff because now she's an Academy Award winner, darling. And girl, please, have we seen her in a movie since? No. we've seen Gabby in several. So, I think they just get, sometimes you want people to stay grounded, but I guess that Hollywood machine just kind of the way it pushes you and makes you kind of it makes you think you need to be elevated, whether it's mentally or emotionally, whatever. I think it makes you think you need to be elevated. Just be regular. I think Ice Cube, and he had the top grossing movie with Ride Along with what's the little short guy's name? I always forget his name. The comedian, and he's hilarious. Oh, that's really sick. I wanted to give him a shout out, but I forget his name. It'll come to me. $14 million out the box, number one movie. I guess it was last weekend. This weekend and still this weekend. Last weekend. I mean, it looks hilarious. I'm gonna go see it, and I really don't go see comedies in the theater. I do the sci-fi and stuff in the theaters. I don't do comedies in the theater, but except for I did go see what's the one with Queen Latifah and Steve Martin and Betty White. She was talking about I Thought I Heard Negroes. That was some funny shit for real. No, but Monique, you're not funny. Same thing with Luther Vandross. You was the boy when you was heavy, you was singing, lost all that weight. We don't care so much. May you rest in peace, because he passed away. Jennifer Hudson, she still has the voice, but she had already transitioned into something else before she lost all the weight. She got that was it Jenny Craig? No, that Weight Watchers money. And you know what? She's married, if you guys don't know, she's married to David Atunga. That's I think he's a Harvard Law lawyer, Harvard Law. He graduated from Harvard Law or Yale, one of the two. And he is a WWE superstar. Well, he's not on there much anymore. He's really, really cute. But she's married to him. But he, if you remember, he was on that show that Flavor of Flav there was a spinoff of Flavor of a Love, Flavor of Love. And he was on there with Tiffany Pollard, who was New York, that was on Flavor of Love, and she had her own show. Which, what happened to her? I'm glad her 15 minutes ran up because I was tired of her. She tried to be in a movie, it didn't work. But she was a bitch, and I loved it. Diva, but she was too annoying. But he was in that reality series as well, which is straight. What's a Harvard, someone with a Harvard Law degree? on reality TV, but it maybe it was meant to be because he met up with Jennifer Hudson and they look like they're very happy. But then what's the one chick which I felt really sorry for, and I've talked about it before, from Dreamgirls, Jennifer Holliday. She lost all that weight and the voice went away. Not as much, but it doesn't seem as powerful. It was really sad. When I was living in Atlanta, they had a revival of Dreamgirls at the Fabulous Fox Theater, and she had reprised her role as Effie, and it's kind of sad. I'm like, you need to sit it down. But I did buy my mother and my sister Jennifer Holliday t-shirts from the revival of Dreamgirls. Anyhow, in more important news, talking about reality television, Juan Pablo Galavis, or something like that. Well, he's a new bachelor, and I think it's funny for one. He's of Hispanic descent, but he looks kind of white. Not that it's a problem. That this show has a problem with just having white males on it, for one. And every once in a while, you'll see a black girl vying for the affection of the bachelor, but she's not on there very long. He's like, "No, I'm not dating your black ass. No, we're gonna put you on just so the black people won't get mad." Well, they have another problem right now because Juan Pablo has some interesting things to say about the gays and whether it was good enough to be on television. And with that, and I'll probably go through this again. I can't talk. But I'm gonna play what Mr. Pablo had to say.
Question, and this is kind of a serious question because I was having a conversation with somebody from the network earlier. Do you think it would be a good idea at some point to have a gay or bisexual bachelor?
No.
Why not?
Just because I respect them, but honestly, I don't think it's a good example for kids to watch that on TV. It's hard. It's hard. It's a very thin line, you know? I respect people from, well, Peter right there. He's my boy right there. He's been every day with me, and he has his partner, and I respect that 100%. But obviously, people have their husband and wife and had kids, and that's how we are brought up. Now there's fathers having kids and all that, and it's hard for me to understand that too, in the sense of a household having people's two parents sleeping in the same bed and the kid going into bed. It's confusing in a sense, but I respect them because they want to have kids.
Sure.
They want to be parents. So it's a scale. Where do you put it on the scale? Where's the thin line across or not?
Right.
You have to respect everybody's desires, opinions, and way of living. But it'll be too hard for TV.
Probably. Probably be too much backlash, probably.
Too much. And there's this thing about gay people that it seems to me, and I don't know if I'm mistaken or not. Well, I met great, I have a lot of friends like that, but they're more pervert in a sense.
Right.
And to me, the show will be too strong, too hard to watch on TV.
Well, the show's a little over the top as it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I mean,
you're right about
let's
that.
Let's call a spade
yeah.
a spade here.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's a pretty over the top.
It's just
show.
Like a soap opera.
It is a soap opera. Do you watch soap operas?
I mean, what in gay hell is he talking about? I mean, take your ass back to Venezuela with that bullshit, because nobody's really trying to hear all that. But again, everybody says, "Oh, it was his freedom of speech, and if they get mad at him, they'll take his freedom of speech." No, he already used his freedom of speech. He said what he had to say, and then he tried to blame it on that his English was bad. I'm like, no, because when that man asked him first, he's like, "What do you think about having a gay or bisexual person on the Bachelor?" He said no with the quickness, like, hey, stick with your conviction. My bigger problem is he kept on to referring to gay people as them, and it's hard and it's bad for kids to see. I'll say this, and I'll get some attitude from gay people. I think there has to be a level of maturity and understanding. And I think if you've trained up your child to be open-minded and know that there are different types of people in the world, that there's not a problem. But some kids do not get that, unfortunately. And I think we have to be mindful of, because we're not converting anyone. And that's what everybody uses. There's no, conversion process. Like you're going from Jewish to Catholic, they do all that nonsense. But I think we have to be mindful for a child's level of maturity if they haven't been exposed to the right type of things, if they haven't been raised in the way to where you can be can they can be accepting and they can wrap their minds around it. I do think there's an age limit. But on the flip side of that coin is, how dare you say that when this show is about a man who you're having relations with these women and they're all doing anything in their power to win your affection so you might marry them. Furthermore, what message does that send to little girls? If you want to use if Mr. Pablo or Pedro, whatever his name is, if he wants to use that symbolism as well as heart for the kids, well, what kind of message does it send to little girls that the only way to get a man is to do whatever and cry and backstab? What kind of message is that? There's a song, and yes, I'm gonna make a Beyonce reference because they've been talking about my girl. There's a song on her album called "Flawless," and it's about self-empowerment, and for and it's also about whomever doesn't like me or they hate on me, I think I'm the shit, so bow down, bitches. And that's what she's saying. But there's a part in there, and I wish I could pronounce the lady's name. It's a I believe she's an African. And she gives like a little, it's a spoken part, and you need to look up the song. If you haven't bought the album, check it out. Or even just about that song. It's called Flawless. If somebody replies to this, I will gift them that song on iTunes. If somebody replies to this show, whether on Facebook or on the website or here on Spreaker, randomly I'll choose when I'll give somebody the song "Flawless" from Beyonce's album if I'm able to do it. I'm not sure. I'm not getting you the whole album because I'm not spending. I already bought two. Well, I got one for Christmas, and then I bought the digital copy for myself. But anyhow, there's a spoken purse at the spoken part at the end of in the middle of the song, and it's talking about the message that we send young girls, and we don't send the same message to young boys. Girls are supposed to be competitive, but not for jobs, not for careers, not to be successful, but they should be competitive, but only competitive to get a man. And she's like, that's not what we're here for. We're so much more. So that's a good message from the album. It's got a lot of sex in the album, and it's a really subversive language, which is awesome. The album is fabulous. But I think it's a message we can take away from that particular song. It's called Flawless. It's on the new Beyonce album. I think it's track number 13 or 14. But anyhow, so with him saying all that, like that message sent to little girls about doing anything you can to get a man's attention, and then it's okay for him to deny you on national TV and treat you any kind of way and tell people you're crazy and have other girls. That's the most ridiculous thing. I really don't care what he says about gay people, honestly, because he means nothing, absolutely nothing to me. His 15 minutes, now, how many other bachelors have you heard of? His 15 minutes of fame will be up after the series ends, unless he ends up on another edition like that one guy got two chances or something. So it's just ridiculous. And then he tried to backtrack, and this is what I hate about about when these people say stuff. I will say something about Phil Robertson. He never backtracked what he said. Paula Deen did. Who else? Oh, Madonna. Now, I'll make some of y'all mad. Madonna did use the N-word on her Instagram in referring to her son. And then she backtracked and, oh, I'm not a racist. Oh, and another part of that interview when he was talking about how this is my friend Peter. If his friend Peter is really gay, and him and Peter need to have a long talk, because obviously they don't have the friendship that he thinks they have, because my friend can't go on national TV or any interview and I'm standing 5 feet from him and talk that nonsense. That'd be just like me having a white friend that's on a television show. Say it was Bachelor. My white friend's The Bachelor. You know, I'm a black guy, and the interviewer asked him, why don't we have more bachelors? And he says, well, you know, nobody will watch it because people are not really into black thing. It'd be difficult. You can't say that, and you say you're my friend. You can't say that. You know, we have issues, and I'm gonna have an issue with you, and then we're not gonna be friends. But then the whole backtracking thing starts, because I'm sure, what channel is this on? ABC, CBS, ABC. He says, I want to apologize to all people I may have offended because of my comments on having a gay or bisexual bachelor. The comment was taken out of context. If you listen to the entire interview, there's nothing but respect for gay people. That was, you thought what he thought he was doing. He thought he was, when he was saying, oh, my friend is gay. You know, you thought, to me, when you have to say that kind of stuff, so that means you're not sincere, because I think he was put in there just because he thought that that made his point a little more valid. Well, like I have friends, white friends. Well, I had a white friend that thought they could use the word "n" around me, the N word around me. No, you can't. I'm sorry. I don't care if you was raised in the projects. I don't care if you hang around with black people. You still cannot use you can't be comfortable enough to use the N word around me or any of my straight friends. You can't use a fag or faggot around me. I'm not having it. You know, so anyway, he goes on to say, I have nothing but respect for gay people and their families. I have many gay friends, and one of my closest friends, who's like a brother, has been a constant in my life, especially during the past 5 months. The word pervert was not what I meant to say, and I am very sorry about it. Everyone knows English is my second language, and my vocabulary is not as broad as it is in Spanish. And because of this, sometimes I use the wrong words to express myself. What I meant to say was that gay people are more affectionate and intense, and for a segment of the TV audience, this would be too racy to accept. The show is very racy as it is, and I don't let my 5-year-old daughter watch it. Once again, I'm sorry for how my words were taken. I would never disrespect anyone. You know, one of the things, you know that saying, they say never say never? This is one of those times you can't say never because you already did it. And, you know, you can't put those in the same context. The show is what it is. You know, it's a bunch of lonely hoes on the show, you know, thinking that they're fine enough, fierce enough, sexy enough, slutty enough to get this one man. I would never demean myself. I think it's totally demeaning to women. I don't know why more women don't stand up. It's like, ugh, this show is kind of disgusting. But I guess they have the bachelorette, which is almost not as disgusting, because I think innately men are like that anyhow. But to see these females behaving like that is kind of, I don't know, kind of icky. Anyhow, enough of him. Bye-bye, Juan Pablo. I never watched the show anyhow. I know of it, but I never really watched it anyway. Let's see. And I'd hashtag Juan Pablo, I hashtag The Bachelor. And some of the things, if you want to follow Juan Pablo, it's at Juan P.A. Galavis, G-A-L-A-V-I-S. And you can maybe hear some more ignorant, broken English stuff from him. Michael Buckley, you know, from West of Buck. Juan Pablo, you were dead to me, and that says a lot, because you were never alive to me. That's funny. Justin Hernandez says, talking about someone's ignorant comments to no end only gives them the spotlight they are desperately seeking. No, baby, he already has the spotlight. He has the show. So he needs to, his ass needs to be talked about. ABC says, The Bachelor and Juan, his Twitter name, is careless, thoughtless, and insensitive. Gay guys say, he's all yours, ladies. That's funny. Let's see. Sarah Hyland says, wasn't that into this season anyway? And there are a lot of quotes about him saying that we're all perverts. You know what? And the thing is, it's not me, even in my heyday. You know, it's not like I was having a lot of sex anyhow. You know, I'm very picky. And they think that that's all the gays are running out and having sex. Isn't nothing different than all these straight boys running out and trying to get as much sex as they're getting? Give it a rest. Because all your arguments are not even logical. Oh, Jackie Collins. This is what Miss Jackie Collins says. I'm just not into The Bachelor. Too many needy women. Who still watches it anyway? Let's see. The Bachelor one. I would. Oh, there's a picture. Let's see. This is Instinct Magazine. Oh, they made a parody of it. I'm not going to go through all that. Oh, now they've messed up my Twitter feed. Oh, if y'all could hear this wind here, the temperature has been so crazy here. It'd be really, really cold. Like, it was cold today when I went to work. It was like in the 20s, the high 20s, and then it starts snowing. And now it's like, see, this is when crazy tornadoes and weird weather happens, because now tomorrow it's going to be like 46 degrees. So when you get, you know, it said it could get maybe up to 50. When you get all this cold air and this warm air and heating, that just causes problems. And, you know, I've been trying to find somebody to work for me for the next couple of days. I can stay at home in the basement and be cool, you know, but I doubt that happened because nobody wants to work for me, because I mean, Vodka Vendetta says, all these girls who complain about living with 20 women who are trying to date their BF have never been in a sorority. Oh, that's funny. And let's see, the last one comes from People Magazine. 30-something guys think they want to date a 24-year-old until they date a 24-year-old. Somebody, anyhow, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about something else funny, I guess, because I'm tired of talking about him. We'll be right back.
Shame you said what you said. You said what you said. Shame you said what you said.
Yeah, they said, shame you said what you said. And I thought that was a fitting song from Color Theory to add to that segment of our show. But we're back. I'm David, and it is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thank you guys for joining me. Thank for everybody checking me out. And I'm going to the blog and checking out the drive episodes. I think they're kind of funny. They may not be. I may be totally fooling myself, but I've seen the blog web traffic has picked up considerably, so I appreciate that, guys. So I think I'll keep on doing them for the time being. I have like 4 or 5 to upload and just haven't had the time really to do it, or not even time. I've just been lazy, so that was a lie. Not that I don't have time, I'm just being lazy. But speaking of the drive, there was one episode that I had that I was talking about funerals and people Facebooking funerals. And I think I did a blog about it. It's called Don't Facebook My Funeral, because I think it's ridiculous. And because, you know, on Friday, my mother and I went to a friend's wake. My childhood friend's mother had passed away. And I didn't see any of the people with their phones out taking pictures and doing selfies and stuff. I probably would have said something, because I think it's the ultimate disrespect for dead. But I had a Facebook friend, which I've now hidden all of his stuff because I don't want to see any more dead pictures of his daddy. I know he's probably really, he's probably hurting, you know, and he doesn't know what to do. He was strange in school, but I don't want to go through my Facebook timeline and see pictures of your dead father in the casket. It's just not that, you know, you putting pictures in memory of his father while he was alive. You know, I don't think he wants his picture, his dead body on Facebook. That's morbid and it's ignorant and it's wrong. Stop it. And I want to say, I don't think, but I don't know him like that. I know him, but I don't know him. And again, I don't know what he's going through. You know, he might have, you know, went kind of a little cuckoo. But let me tell you this, if and when, because it's going to happen, I think we all, if we live long enough, we will see our parents reach the age to where they're, you know, where they will pass in our lifetime if we live long enough. And I know, and I can say this without a shadow of a doubt, that if I would have take a picture of my mother or father, sister, or whomever, in a casket and put it on Facebook, I will never have a minute's peace, because I will be haunted. Remember the little white girl in Poltergeist, you know, with her hands on TV talking about their back? I'm not going to be their back. I'm going to be like, she's here, because this house will be tore up and I'll have to move to a different planet to get away from all that. And boy, I say that, I just don't think it's right, and I think it's disrespectful, and I just think it's kind of morbid, so stop it. And then the flip side of the coin is, when you're taken and foursquaring and whatever happened to Looped? Remember Looped was the first little app that that you could check in where you were, and then Foursquare hit the scene and everybody jumped ship? And I don't even know if Looped is still around, because Looped used to be the jump off about 3, 4, 5 years ago, when the apps really started getting popular, maybe 4 years ago. And then Foursquare hit the scene. They're like, bump Loop, we're on Foursquare. And it told you where you was, what you was doing. You check in. And some of the places now, if you check in, you get like discounts and free stuff and stuff like that. I use Foursquare very rarely now. Because now when you use Foursquare, people see you ain't home, they go rob your house. or they go find where you are if you have a stalker, and they'll find where you are and they'll slit your throat at the mall or something like that. But no, Facebooking and like they're taking selfies. They're taking selfies and ooh, I'm at such and such a funeral. What a loss. You know, stop it. If somebody dies in my family, in my personal family, no one will ever know about it. Not from Facebook. You know, somebody else would have to do it. And if I see somebody else do it, I'm going to the house. You know, and even when I die and Facebook is still around or whatever the Facebook version is when it happens, don't Facebook my funeral because there will be repercussions. We'll be right back.
Smell so good. Why your nails in my back always felt so good? Why you so deep? Why you spell so good? Why when you make me a grilled cheese, the cheese smells so good? While you and I fly off to Dubai so I could dive in your bayou, thought of buying you the sky. I love you like grandma love Jesus, like Jesus loves you, like pews love preachers, like Ozzy love Ruby, like Ruby love Gator, but Gator love rock, like rock does paper. You gonna be the death of me, my negative necessity, my medicine, my holy sin, I'm ruining all your ecstasy. Drop it, shake it, pop that back until you break it. Slow pop until you're naked. You're the one, but you're my favorite.
And that was my girl Tinashe with Ecstasy featuring Chance the Rapper. That rap was okay, but all that little hiccuping or whatever that was going on, I didn't like it too much. but, you know, we can remix that right on out. Anyhow, Wrapping some things up tonight. But I wanted to share something. Something I think is local. Because I live in southern Indiana and I live next to a city called Mount Vernon, Indiana. And I'm not far from Mount Vernon, Illinois, which is about maybe an hour west of here. But there's this new, and I hope she makes it because I need to see more from this person. There's this new, probably going to be internet sensation because she's crazy and her mom is involved. Her name is Ashley Gay. So if you look up Ashligay on YouTube, there is a chick. Her name is Ashley Gay, of course, and she's obviously there's something mentally wrong with her, obviously, and her mother. Looks like inbreeding going wrong. And so I guess she's on some type of video chat with somebody, and I guess people are giving her a hard time. So she's just going off, but she's saying a whole bunch of ignorant stuff, talking about how her she's a twin and her brother passed away when he was born, that her other brother died last year in a car wreck, and then I guess somebody said something about her mother sitting behind her in a chair, and the mother is drunk, and she and every time. The only thing that mom is like, you better leave my daughter hiccup alone, you stupid hiccup monkey. And so every time she says something, she's doing all this hiccuping. And so you have to find the original video before you look at the before you look at the remix auto-tune music video, because it's absolutely hilarious. And she's going on, it's like 3 or 4 minutes long, and she's talking, yeah, you're ugly and my hair is not fake, and she starts yanking on her hair. See, this is real. And she's like, and then I'm gonna be pregnant just as soon as I have whatever Freddie Jr. or something, and we're gonna be praying again. We have to have this because he's kicking the shit out of me. I mean, she's talking real ghetto for a white girl. Not that white people can't be ghetto, because I know several. And she's, and she's doing all this stuff, and then somebody says something about the mother not having a bra on, and she's like, my mother, and she calls her mother Cindy, and she's like, and Cindy does too have a bra on, and so the mother lifts up her shirt to show her bra. I'm like, really? And so they're in like 3 or 4 videos together, and the mom, I guess these people are messing with her online, and she's just being totally crazy, and it's probably because how I seen the video. A friend of mine that's from this Mount Vernon, Indiana. And it's a little bitty Ohio River town, just like the city I live in, but it's tiny. It's small. I used to date someone who lived in, well, not really date. Maybe date. Someone who lived there. And this is a small little rinky-dink hick town. But that's kind of synonymous with just about everything in Indiana, except for Indianapolis and Fort Wayne and Evansville, where I live. So, and but it could be Mount Vernon because it's just so scandalous. But you have to look her up. It's totally, totally, totally. I will have it on the blog. I'll find the video. So if you don't want to look it up, you can look for the blog. Tomorrow at some point, hopefully, look for it, and it's funny. I'll have the original video, and then and it's NSFW, and because she has a potty mouth out of this world. Not that I don't have a potty mouth, but she puts me to shame. She walks in a bar and sailors come running out because, well, plus they probably won't want to be around her, but she's just that girl. Anyhow, what else? I don't think there's much else to chit chat about. Thanks, Louis B, for swinging by the 5x5 tonight, and everybody else who rode through tonight. I appreciate you. We'll make it to a complete hour since I was late. Checked out Dislex show tonight. Always funny as ever. I think he's still doing a show. So check those guys out as well. They're really funny and fun and you know what? I've seen an article on Entertainment TV. Entertainment TV, and they did the most successful, the 10 most successful musketeers. And some of these people I didn't know were musketeers, like Ryan Gosling. I didn't know he was a musketeer. And they have him as the number one, as being the most successful, which the number two seemed more likely, which is Justin Timberlake. Then you even number three was, and none of them, they kind of favor, they were some ugly kids. No, Ryan Gosling was a cute kid, but Christina Aguilera, she's number three out of 10. Britney Spears, which totally doesn't even look anything remotely like herself now. She's number four. And then some chick, and I think she was in that show called Felicity, Carrie Russell. Yep, Felicity star, Carrie Russell. She's number five. But has she, is she on anything else? I don't know. JC Chavez, another NSYNCer. He's number six, but I don't know how successful he is. Annette Funicello. I've always liked Annette Funicello for some, I don't know why. And I always get her confused with that girl. I forget what her name is. The show, the Margot Thomas, Marlo Thomas, who's married to Phil Donahue, and also Susan Plachette. I always got those three messed up, but I know Susan Plachette had that really kind of raspy, sexy voice. Remember, she was the wife on the Bob Newhart show. See, I'm showing my age. I should know these things because I'm only 27. Then it's a chick that I don't recognize, Leisha Welchel. Let's see. Oh, she was Blair on the. It looked like Blair. Blair from the Facts of Life. We haven't seen her any either. And then Tony Luca. He was an opening act. Does this really makes him? He placed on thirds. He was third place on season two of The Voice, and Adam Levine is producing him now. Oh, he's on his record label. You. That's what I was telling you guys. I watched the whole second season of American Horror Story Asylum, which was phenomenal. It didn't end like I wanted to end, but I forgot Adam Levine was in there. He is really cute. Let's see. And number 10 is Don Grady, and I don't know who he is either. And he's a star from the 70s. And had a. Oh, he did the song for the Phil Donahue show. That's his claim to fame. And here's the thing. How come there was no black successful musketeers? Were there even a black musketeer? I need to know these things. I don't think there was a black musketeer. That Hollywood machine. Walt Disney, you ought to be shaming yourself. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening tonight. Don't forget to check out the blog, the 5x5 with the 5's numeric, that blogspot.com. Also the same with the Twitter, that sounds like an old person, Twitter, at the 5x5, or the Facebook.com/ the 5x5, completely spelled out. And you also, remember Osco Drugstore? You can also find this on Tumblr, tumblr.com/ the 5x5, again. Completely spelled out. Probably not gonna be back tomorrow unless something really amazing happens. So I'm gonna save my voice till Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. And then don't forget the interview with Trevor Wayne on the 29th, and I'll have some stuff about that on the blog as well. Thank you guys for listening. It's really, really, really been a pleasure. I'm gonna get some sleep, and I'm actually gonna lay down before 3 o'clock tonight. So we'll see you guys next time. I'm here, you're here, we're here, and we're 5x5. Good night.